Yeah, it is a monster, and for so early in the year, it is unprecedented. Hurricane Beryl, of course, is what we're talking about. And just 4 days ago, we barely had anything on the map. It was just something to watch.
Hurricane Beryl is flattening parts of the Caribbean. We have never seen a storm this strong so early in the year. Tom Hansen is in Jamaica, Beryl's next potential target.
With its ferocious winds topping 150 miles per hour, Hurricane Beryl devastated the Eastern Caribbean's windward islands of Grenada, Barbados, and St. Vincent, turning this tropical paradise to heartbreak for the many that live there.
It has been a long morning, and perhaps an even longer morning for our brothers and sisters in Carrick and PT Martinique, who are bearing the brunt of Hurricane Beryl.
Beryl made landfall as a Category 4 on the northern islands of Grenada just after 11 a.m. yesterday. It's expected to be the strongest hurricane on record there. Beryl's strength and arrival in this region is not only unusually early for hurricane season, but it's also being fueled by abnormally warm waters that have reached the mid-80s.
Welcome, everybody, to the Wake Up Call channel. Hurricane Beryl, an unexpected Category 5 hurricane unlike anything we've ever seen before. And I guess they're right. It is unlike anything we've ever seen before. You know, the government, the global government, NATO, the UN, using weather as a weapon against civilians around the earth. So they're right. It is unlike anything we've ever seen before. And if you're somebody out there and you don't understand what's going on, I'll show you exactly what's going on. Hurricane Beryl is not a freak storm. It isn't the exact nightmare that meteorologists predicted. They're using climate change, which they've created, as an excuse to hit us, drill us, and kill us with weaponized weather. Now, there's going to be more hurting that goes on with weaponized weather than there will be actual killing, in a sense, because a lot of these hurricanes are going to upend people's homes, upend people's lives, force them out of zones and states that become unlivable. Places like, you know, Florida, which is the next one that they're targeting, which is why they're leading Christians and conservatives there. And then they're going to lead you into these things called FEMA camps, which, if you haven't seen, FEMA camps are a modern day concentration camp. That's what it is. So the mainstream media is telling us about Hurricane Beryl and how it's unlike anything we've ever seen before. And they're going to continue to push that type of narrative onto you, because they're going to get you on board through repetition and patterns to make you believe that this is all a result. These storms that we've never seen before. Tornadoes probably popping up on Christmas Day in states like New York. We're going to see all sorts of insane weather that they want you to believe is from climate change. But in fact, it is from weaponized weather. Now, these people are so sinister. If you don't understand how the climate agenda works, let me tell it to you in a one-minute nutshell. Because I know the alt-right media certainly won't. And I know that our politicians obviously won't, because they're in on this. But in a nutshell, the government has the ability to weaponize and use weather. It's the perfect weapon to use on the civilians, because they can get away with it and blame it on something that nobody can control, supposedly. It's just unpredictable, and we can't pinpoint who's responsible other than, of course, Mother Nature, right? So as they do that and they hit us with all this weaponized weather, what we need to do, they'll tell us, is to curb and change how we live. Because we're all citizens of the earth. And since we all share the earth, we all now need to change how we live, which means no more natural gas, no more driving to grandma's house every week to see her for dinner on Sunday, no more buying meat, none of the things that we're used to doing. We all have to pitch in, and we need to change the whole power grid, change the structure of everything, and go electric. Now, it's not because electricity is convenient to the climate and the environment. It's because when everything is electric, the government has full control over it. Your smart meters, your smart thermostats, your smart car, all of it that they could shut off in a single notice, all linked through technology and artificial intelligence governance. And that will be your carbon footprint that's put in place, which will monitor and track your every movement. It is a sinister plan that they don't expect the civilians to actually understand, but it's very easy to understand. So if you're watching the news, realize the news is completely fake. It creates a fake illusion in your mind of what's going on. The reality of the matter is, these things that we talk about that they want you to think are crazy are in fact true. These are government patents. These are things the government has openly admitted to doing. I've talked about Lyndon B. Johnson. I've shown you the clips of him and JFK talking about weaponizing the weather and how the government's goal in the 50s was to weaponize weather. And in fact, not just weaponizing the weather. They've told us, and this is a document anybody out there could look up on their own. If you think that this stuff is crazy and it's all conspiracy, look it up. These are government documents. This is from the Air Force. Weather as a force multiplier, owning the weather in 2025. Well, looks like we're right on the cusp of 2025, and we're seeing more and more freak weather events. This is a report that was created July 1st, 1996. So 28 years ago. And where are we at now? Well, we're continuing to beat that repetition into your head that this is just a cause of climate change. And they know they have to continually tell you this every single day as you see these storms popping up. Now, some of them won't be as bad as they make them out to be, but all it takes is for them to tell you it's the worst thing ever and it's the worst summer on record over and over and over again for you to believe it. That's how lies work. You tell the lie often enough, it becomes truth in the minds of these sheeple out there. So this is something that they've had planned going back to the 1950s.
We shall propose further cooperative efforts between all the nations in weather prediction and eventually in weather control.
It lays the predicate foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
They told people back then that the plan was to use the weather for warfare against other countries, right? America will have their own weather warfare. We know that Operation Popeye in the Vietnam War, that they've created monsoons, right? Little things like that they've told us. But of course, as time has moved on and more wicked people have continued to gain power in the world, that stuff is now hidden. And they don't want you to know they even have the ability to do it. But like I said, you could look up for yourself weather as a force multiplier. Now, the other thing we need to look at, not just the documents, not just things like HARP, is even that clip that I played for you about Bill Nye. Remember this clip that Bill Nye says that they need to get people to believe in climate change, and it would take a 9/11 or a Pearl Harbor-like event for people to really start getting it.
And the problem we have in climate change is we don't have a 9/11 or a Pearl Harbor. It's slow motion.
And of course, the propaganda machine's going to continue pushing that, but what we're going to hear, right, is hurricanes like this, and I'm not saying if it's worse than any hurricane we've ever seen or not. And we know that this hurricane, by the way, is going to head towards Texas. They're already telling us that, and it's going to head towards the United States of America. But you can expect from a quote like that from Bill Nye that they're going to use weaponized weather, a huge event in the United States of America in the near future. And I would bet my bottom dollar that it's in the year 2025 to go right along with weather as a force multiplier, owning the weather in 2025, for them to prove the point in the year 2025 that they do control the weather, but they will convince you that they don't. And again, another thing that they've done with people like me and you guys who listen to my channel that I warned about with the CIA-created QAnon movement is that people automatically dismiss us now since they've created the Q movement and they've linked it to Donald Trump, because now conspiracy has become this trendy topic and everybody dives into it, right? They have all the gatekeepers who are alt-right media providers who talk about Trump and talk about the fake news, and they act like all the stuff going on in politics is real. And that's all done by design. And they never cover these topics, but they love to talk about conspiracy. So in the mind of these people, without them realizing it subconsciously, they automatically dismiss all of us. You know how many people come to my channel and they think that I'm a Trump MAGA person, and they comment something along the lines, they don't even listen to what I say. It's almost like every video I have to make it clear that I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, I don't believe in any of it, because none of it is real. That's 100% true, okay? It's not real, okay? It is not real. The news is not real. This is the matrix they speak of, us believing in the lies that they feed us through the media, period. If you can't see it with your own eyes and you see it through a box, why in the world would you believe it is real? Do you know these people giving the information? No, you don't. We've heard about the history of Roman empires, etc., right? And the control of people. We've heard about wicked people who want control. What do you think? Those people don't exist anymore? They suddenly have left the earth? Especially Christians out there, if they read their Bible, they know how wicked these people really are. The wicked people in high places, the rulers and principalities of this world. So keep in mind when Bill Nye talks about a major event occurring, that we're going to likely see something in the future that's completely out of the realm, which would be what we talked about and I talked about earlier this year, which was that earthquake in New York City. That's a precedent that's being set there and a test run, right? for those of you that don't know, and I know the majority of you do, but there are new people who stumble upon this channel, which is why I continue to fight the fight and infiltrate this hive mind known as YouTube. Okay, there's an earthquake machine. Tesla started the earthquake machine. The government has the earthquake machine. They can create earthquakes. Okay? I know a YouTuber that got wiped off the internet for proving that 100% that the hurricane, excuse me, the earthquake that took place in Turkey was 100% weaponized weather and created, man-created, weaponized weather. And of course, they don't want you to know that. They don't even talk about that earthquake over there because that was a NATO thing, a Turkey not wanting to play aboard with the New World Order. And they wiped out 50,000 people, one of the most catastrophic events that we've ever seen in human history. And they barely ever talk about it as if it never happened in the first place. Done by design, done by man, man-made. So you can expect when Bill Nye says something like that, that we're going to see something like an earthquake in Chicago, an earthquake in a place that you couldn't even imagine, to convince these people that what they're saying is real. That's what it is going to take, right? Because we've seen them try with hurricanes hitting Florida, and people go, well, you know, and it has worked. It has worked because people are actually so used to these hurricanes hitting Florida, they expect Florida to get 10 hurricanes per year. And that is not normal. That is weaponized weather. Same with Texas. But they're desensitized to it because that's how mind control works. So now they're just like, oh yeah, it's just another hurricane in Florida. But wait till an earthquake or tornadoes sweep through a city like New York or possibly somewhere like St. Louis, where they have the St. Louis arches there by design. That's weather modification, the St. Louis arches. That's what it's there for. That's also what the ability of these 5G towers have. And don't forget about Bouvet Island, what we saw a few months ago, that blob that appeared on the radars. I'm sure you watched some of the channels that cover the ability the government has of weaponizing weather, and they've shown the radars of these things, these freakish things. Nobody thinks anything of it. They're like, there's a blob appearing over there. Now, that's about 7,000 miles away, Bouvet Island, to the Caribbean. But actually, it would be possible for them to create this on Bouvet Island with the amount of power they can generate there using their heart machine there and sending it all the way over to the Caribbean and then up to the United States of America. But nonetheless, folks, and again, keep these people in your prayers. There's nothing funny about what's going on. It's absolutely sinister. You know, it's laughable, the propaganda that they put out, that people actually believe these people. They literally kill them with smiles. They come out, they smile at you, they tell you they're stupid, you're stupid. They treat you like a child, like Joe Biden just did, telling you not to walk on hot pavement, and people out there are like, thanks, Joe. Instead of going, why are these people talking to us like we're kids and treating us like children? Well, because that's communism. That's global communism. That's what we're going through right now. That's the process of the normalization of global communism. Okay? These people are so sinister and sick. It is laughable that people believe the propaganda that they put out. Right? And that headline I showed you first, Hurricane Beryl isn't a freak storm. It's the exact nightmare meteorologists predicted. Oh, how convenient. They've been predicting this stuff because they're able to make it and create it. How do you think the whole thing works with the Weather Channel and the Doppler and showing you this stuff? Right? What do you think? It's just, you know, they tell you this storm, like it just popped up out of thin air. We never seen anything like it. Right. Well, I guess you never seen anything like HARP. Well, of course they've seen something like HARP because the weather meteorologists all go through Tavistock. They're all working for the CIA. They're all CIA operatives as well. Everybody on television is. It's a mind control experiment. Knack, they play dumb and they tell you all this stuff because they treat you like you're dumb. And all you have to do is look up these patents yourself. Look up, you know, just basic stuff. Look up HARP. Look up the Tesla earthquake machine. Look up weather is a force multiplier. Just Google it. Even the Google machine, which they control. They can't. Well, they're not hiding this stuff because they know that their propaganda works so well that this can be out in the open for you to view. And they know you'll see this and you'll just roll your eyes at people like me and say, eh, but they're not doing that because you don't want to believe that they're doing it. It's easier for you to believe in what they're telling you. It's easier for your mind to accept that. Because you don't want to think that there's wicked people who have this much power and control. But there's a way to break free from it. There's a way to stop it. There's lots of ways, like not participating anymore. Like the people rising up, like breaking free from technology, for example. Because this whole control system goes through technology. But don't dismiss this stuff because you can't accept it. Because the proof is in the pudding. The patents are there. I've shown you the tornado patents. I've shown you all of them over the years. And all those things are available on the website for anybody that wants, who's new, who wants to really research it. But pray for the people who are affected by Hurricane Beryl. It's destroying the Caribbean. At least that's what we're told. I mean, the pictures look pretty devastating. But we know that this is just the beginning. And they're telling us it's just the beginning. But we know it's just the beginning because we know what their plan is, right? And by 2030, there's going to be lots of places underwater and lots of places that are wiped out. And they're going to blame it on climate change. And they're going to tell you that we have to all do our part. And you're going to say, wow, this is a lot like what happened a couple years ago when I was staying inside and locking myself indoors. They don't expect anyone to connect the dots on the climate agenda. They just don't. They just don't. And, you know, it's very easy to do if you pay attention to it, because they've been trying for a long time to push this, but it's never worked until now because, again, society's never been more dumbed down. They could just put the word science on it. And the propaganda they put out making all of us look like nut jobs has worked on the sheeple that are out there. Instead of getting them to actually think for 5 seconds freely, they can't. They can't break free from it. They're too narcissistic to break free. They think they know, you know, they think that we are just completely nuts or that we're know-it-alls and, you know, they just want to go after us because how dare they actually think they know something better than or more than we know, which is what we saw with the outbreak, right? The magic potions. Everything we all said came right out in the open. They've admitted it out in the open. And these people still deny it, right? The stuff we say about the climate. These people are now so trained to defend. They want to believe that this stuff's going on. It's almost like they want to be enslaved by the carbon footprint. And that's what comes of this, the carbon footprint. So again, all the things you were trained to do, like lock yourself indoors, stay, you know, the carbon emission they're talking about is you. And then the way you live, changing your life. So instead of having a gas power car, you have an electric car. These are all things where people don't realize that gives the government control over everything you use, your air conditioner, your heat, your car, your power, everything through technology, right? And people are like, that's too far for them to think. They're like, that's too crazy. They're not going to do that. Oh, yeah. Ask people in Canada. Ask people in the UK when the government shut off their air conditioning in the dead hot heat of summer saying, well, you got to turn it off. You got to ration it. Got to ration. It's almost like a prison cell. When they say lights out, it's the same thing. They couldn't put us all in jail cells. So this is how they're going to do it. They're going to round us up into FEMA camps by destroying people's property, destroying communities, destroying cities, destroying counties, right? Look at Lahaina. Perfect example. Directed energy weapon blamed on climate change. What happened from there? They said, we're here to help. We've got these little FEMA cities for you all set up. Everyone went, oh, that's so nice of the government to do that. And everybody got into those FEMA cities and they're still there and they're never leaving. And when you look at it and you actually take your blinders off, you say, wow, looks kind of like a prison. Everybody's got like a little canister that they're living inside of, like, you know, a little cargo bay that they're living inside of. Yeah, all the same. Every one of them inside looks like a jail cell. It's like a white padded room with a little TV inside. And then they tell you, well, we're going to get you back to your homes eventually. We'll rebuild it. Oh, right. Years go by. And this is their new home, right? And then inside these homes, of course, you're living now on government property. So when the government tells you you need to put nanotechnology in your body, you will be forced into compliance. If you need food and water, you're going to have to put nanotechnology inside your body. So when they destroy your home with weaponized weather in the future, they're going to expect to round you up into a FEMA camp. Now, people think they're going to come to your door with a gun to your head, but they're not. They're going to expect you not to have food or water. And if you do have it, they're going to do their best to destroy it in a flood so that you have to comply and come to them. And when you come to them, you're going to have to do as they say, and you're going to be under their full dictatorship. Not that we aren't now, in a sense, but that's what the goal is here, folks. So pray for the people affected by this hurricane. More to come on it. I will start calling these things pop-ups, pop-up hurricanes, pop-up tornadoes. I've been calling it that for a while with the tornadoes, these pop-up tornadoes that are just popping up all over the place, 60 at a time. And everybody out there, they're just like, it's like Sharknado. Yeah, you don't think you were trained to think. I mean, it's incredible how mind control works when you actually step back and watch how dumb this stuff is that they're saying and how convinced the masses are. And you say to yourself, wow, it's as easy as that. It's as easy as that, apparently, to convince these people of anything. And they're going to continue to do it as we head towards the alien deception, the other stuff they programmed you with. And of course, we know that means that they'll silence people like me and you along the way. But all we could do is brush it off, get back up, and continue to try to fight. Weaponized weather is a real thing, folks. Everybody out there who tells you it isn't is either a sheeple or somebody who's on the other side beating propaganda into your mind so that they could eventually kill you or control you. Either way, it's hell on earth. I thank you for being here. Stay safe, everybody. God bless you, as always, and your families.